This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this. On a scale 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, like super big priority, how important, if you're getting proposed to, you're going to get engaged, that you have your nails done? 314-531-9898. 10 being biggest priority, 1 like don't care at all. Where are you at on the scale, ladies? If your man is going to propose, or if you're already married or engaged or anything like that, how big of a priority was it for you? 314-531-9898. AB's friend just recently got engaged. One of the big conversations was like, oh my God, how do we get her to not know he's going to propose that night and get her nails done? Like, this was a concern of AB's. I'm like, there is a million other things you could be worrying about for your friend. This is not one of them.
Oh, man.
I disagree.
I think this is a 10 plus, maybe 10? An 11 on this scale.
Oh, my God.
This is a huge, huge deal. Not even just because of, like, figuring out, like, okay, she's got to have her nails done. But you got to really plan it out to not be so obvious. To be like, hey, let's go get our nails done for a photo shoot you're having.
Alex, wink. Did you have to do this for Annie because you just proposed?
Yeah, I did. You got to think of all these things. To me, this is
a 10. Where were you on the number?
I would say it's a 10, but not on my worry. My worry is that it's a 10 on one of her closest friends or sister's list of things to do. This getting your nails done is full responsibility on the closest friend's sister, whoever that's in the loop. 100%.
But nails have to be done. AB. You felt the same way?
I do think you
guys were worried about this? You didn't think this is stupid?
No, I actually think it's really important because a lot of times, like, you'll have, like, a surprise type party with friends and family after the proposal, and they're all wanting to see your ring, and it just sucks if your hands look disgusting.
It's equivalent to doing a photo shoot when your hair is not done.
You're taking pictures with everybody and you're like putting your hand up like, oh my gosh, look at my ring. And it's just like, I would feel self-conscious if my nails weren't
done. It's the only time ever in your entire life from that point on for the rest of that evening, that your hand is the focal point of every single picture.
I have it as a 0.
Of course you do.
1 out of 10, I give it I would go negative if I could. This is your moment. This is celebrating your love. And I know everyone's going to be like, oh, come on. But it really is. And this is going to be even more controversial.
Here we go.
But it's going to sound controversial. This is the only time in the history of you guys as a couple from this point on, from the wedding on, where this moment is actually not about the bride. Everything else is wedding dress, planning, all of it. But this is his. He planned every step of this proposal. He is putting his heart out there for you. Went and found the ring. He's saying, I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And you're worried about your nails?
It's both of their moments.
No, the rest of the wedding planning, it is all bride.
I think it's both their moments.
I think if he didn't worry about the nails, then he failed his moment.
No. Guys,
you want it to be the best possible way. If she's insecure about the way her hand looks, like, you don't know what that's going to do. Listen,
she should be concerned about their relationship, not about this materialistic thing.
Literal bleeding, disgusting, oozing nubs on their fingers. I would be mortified if I didn't have my nails done. I'd be mortified. I wouldn't even want the pictures.
That is crazy to me.
You could take the photo without showing the nails. I think that could be.
No, you can't.
This I mean, is like how when you, do, you know, like how you
do yeah, you're just gonna hold up a fist.
I mean, when you know AB, she could probably Photoshop the nails to be done, right? But I think that's a huge. I think it's a huge.
It's the one night.
Part of it.
The night is literally all about your hand.
No, it's all about your relationship. That's
no,
what I'm saying.
People no. look. They're going to look.
That's my point. AB just made my point for me. It is the one night. It is all about your relationship. It is all about this journey here and then where you're going. It has nothing to do with the hand. It has nothing to do with the ring. People want to see it and they're excited and they're cheering for you. But if you would really get caught up in not enjoying that moment because of your nails, I think there's a problem.
I would not blame the husband at all. Husband, you get a pass.
A pass?
It's for
whatever.
Sure on the friends.
I call
on
up friend. Best friend Sydney mm-hmm. and I'd say, what the hell? Where were you? Why didn't you press on nails on me in my sleep?
Because
like,
how many times does a
because
you know,
it's not
a
big deal. Let she tell you.
How many times does a girl call up her girlfriend and say, hey, let's go get our nails done?
A lot.
It's that simple. All you got to do is do that this time and make sure that it's done well.
Is it a big deal or not to have your nails done when you get proposed? On a scale of 1 to 10. 314-531-9898. How important are the nails? You just got proposed to, going to spend the rest of your life together. You're happy, you're in love, and the only thing you're worried about is your nails. 314-531-9898. On a scale of like 1 to 10, when it comes to a proposal, how important do the nails being done is on the scale? 10 being big priority, has to be done, don't even bother proposing if the nails aren't done, or a 1 is like, no big deal, I'm happy to get the ring, I'm happy to spread the rest of my life with you, because that's what it should be about. 314-531-9898. Hannah, there's a good text message on this.
There's text all over the board. One of them said, my husband made sure I actually went and got my nails done that day he proposed to me so that they would look the best. What a great guy. Mm-hmm. He's awesome. Love him. Another text says, I agree with Brett 100%. As a female, it's a 0. Having natural nails isn't disgusting, and this isn't a superficial moment.
Agreed.
Well,
it's not disgusting.
For me, you don't know what my natural nails
look like.
It depends
what your nails look like. Yes.
My natural nails, in fact, are disgusting.
Let's see. You don't have nails on right now. Oh, my God. They're so gross.
They are. They're disgusting.
No, they're not. They look fine.
People
look
comment
great.
To me about them all the time. Yes, it is a superficial moment for me. My natural nails are disgusting. For me, it's a 10.
This is crazy to me. Jennifer, how important on a scale of 1 to 10 do the nails have to be done if your man's proposing?
For me, it's definitely a 10.
A 10. Same. Most of, like, this has to be done.
100.
Should he just not even propose then? Like, I'll take the ring back? Like, oh my God, moment's happening. Oh, her nails aren't done. Just screw the whole thing? Just cancel the whole proposal?
No, I don't think so. I think if he pays to you enough, he should know that that's important.
He wouldn't even be walking
there. Right. That's a very
he wouldn't walk that line.
Megan has an interesting story. Megan, tell everyone why it's important to you that the nails are done for the proposal moment.
So when I was a kid, my sister accidentally cut off a tip of my middle finger on my left hand.
Oh.
And I hate when people see my hand because it's not like super overtly gross, but you can definitely tell it's a weird finger. So I would hope that he would give someone some warning so my friends would ensure I got my nails done, because otherwise no one's seen that ring. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I'm not
but that's like,
on my hand.
That's different because that's dealing with like a trauma situation that you've been through for a very, very long time. And it's different when I'm talking just generalities of what's level of important.
I don't know. I feel like it's an insecurity thing.
And I was still going to say, and I still think you are who you are even after that traumatic situation. You should be happy that he's proposing to you, and there's other things that you should just be celebrating at the same time, Megan. And even though I get where you're coming from.
Megan, if you want to go get your nails done, I'll go with you.
Ralph, you said you and your girl had a conversation about if you were going to propose, don't screw this up, huh?
Yeah. Pretty much what it is that she wants them done for the simple reason how it makes her feel.
Okay.
Right.
So Ralph said, this girl said, don't even
happy
bother.
Happy wife, happy life.
Taylor, how important on a scale of 1 to 10 does your nails being done on proposal day mean to you?
Yeah, it's a hard 8 for me, maybe a soft 9 if you're talking about it, okay? You're not going to let me put my turd fingers on the internet after you propose to me. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. And it's just like, you know, I get it. It's not the end of the world, no. Like, the show still goes on if my nails aren't done.
Okay.
But
let me ask you ladies this question that is so important, okay?
I think Taylor might be my spirit animal.
Taylor, I want you to jump in on this. So Taylor, Hannah, and AB, be completely honest. Are you guys comfortable being completely honest?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
You guys have to be a bee for a second. Out of every proposal you've ever seen and a woman puts her hands on her on the internet, how many times have you said, she is disgusting? How many times?
Nails are done.
I'll even step in and say I've
never done it. Because
I have two people in my mind instantly that popped up that I'm like, when I looked at their pictures on Facebook, they didn't have their nails done. Yeah.
And
I remember
they were disgusting.
I remember
that. Everybody comments just being like, oh, that sucks. And you start to feel bad for her.
Do they really?
Yes. Look, that is conversations that people have.
Nails done or not, I think it shows that the guy went the extra step to make sure that that girl was going to be happy with the pictures, how the day went and everything, and did put her first, knowing, hey, if her nails are important to her, I need to figure out a way to make sure she gets her nails done. In my case, I even just offered, like, hey, I heard a pedicure feels great. Like, we should, you know, whatever. And we went and did it. And I said, you know what, while you're here, why don't, you know, I'm already done. You might as well just
If you ladies are out there judging people's nails on their happiest day, y'all are mean. You guys are all, the only word I have for you, you guys are a bunch of meanies.